Heard about him, Tom Burns, you know, who followed me by 5 or 6 weeks on the commission, told me, and he knew Tom McIntyre from his days in the legislature, said, I went all over Flint trying to find something wrong with that guy. And he said, I don't believe it. I couldn't find anybody who would say anything bad about him. And he said, I want to meet this guy. But anyway, when they couldn't find anything wrong with me, then the governor communicated with the county chairman, George Stevens, who called me one afternoon and said, the governor wants to appoint you chairman of the Public Service Commission. I hadn't asked for it. I knew so little about it in a sort of half humorous way. I asked George, what kind of a welfare agency is that? And he said, well, are you serious? And I went up to see the governor, went over to Lansing to see the governor, down, I guess it is, from Flint. And he asked me, well, what is your regulatory philosophy? I said, I don't have one. I said, I don't have one. I said, I think I know a fact when I see it. And I said, I think I can follow the law pretty well. He said, well, you just can't go over there and be a housekeeper. You got to, you know. I said, well, I know what you're asking for government, but I don't really have a philosophy. I just, well, he wasn't too pleased with that answer, I must tell you. At least he didn't appear to be pleased. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, I'm making $13,000-$14,000 now in law practice, and this only pays $11,500, and that's only a raise from nine. It was paying nine, and they raised it $11,500. And I finally told Phil Hart, who was lieutenant governor down here at the Jeff Jack Dinner in the spring of 57, I said, Phil, just tell the governor that I can't afford to come. I appreciate the thoughtfulness, but I just don't want to be, I don't want to leave practice. I can't really afford to. He said, well, he was so busy with all the crowd, he heard me and didn't hear me. All I know is the next thing I knew, I was facing Williams, a man whom I held in awe and didn't hold in awe for most of his life. Mm-hmm. Even when I got to know him almost intimately, I still held him in awe for what he was. You know, he was an overpowering man. Not only his personality, but I always thought he was a tremendous guy because he stuck to his guns. He was a leader. Mm-hmm. If he advanced something that wasn't popular, he'd keep right on advancing until he could sell the people on it. You know, and I thought that was pretty nifty kind of stuff. And I always found him to be an honest guy. So it was, I thought, great lot of him. But anyway, next thing I know, I'm facing Williams, who asked me, well, when can you start? He said, legislature has raised the pay from $9,000 to $11,500. When can you start? And like a blabbering idiot, I said, well, I just started in the fall. He said, oh, God, no, we got all kinds of big cases up there, Bell Telephone rate cases pending. The application of UPS to start in Michigan is pending. He said, got to have somebody there right away. I said, I can't do it right away. He said, well, when can you do it? So I got a lot of practice to wind up. And I gave him a date, some time off. He said, well, how about the 1st of July? And I said, oh, okay, you know. I didn't really mean to go over there to say yes, but I couldn't say no. And that's where I got to be PSC chairman.
How long were you in that job?
July 57 to about October of 59. And that's a little story, too, that may be reported in the press. Thomas N. Burns, who was a great friend of Larry Farrell's. Tommy was a Republican, but he knew all the Irishes. He knew all the Irishes of every stripe, you know. And Larry Farrell and Tom were good friends. And when Frank Szymanski was had finally persuaded Williams to let him come back to Wayne County as probate judge, they had to get a replacement. And Tom Burns said to me, just an idle conversation, he said, I don't know what the hell they're looking for. You're the best guy. You ought to be interested. I hadn't even thought about it. And I said, wow. He said, are you interested? I said, well, it's interesting. You know, he said, wow.
This is Auditor General now. Auditor General.
State Auditor General, yeah.
That time, a statewide elective position,
yeah.
Right?
So check it out. I said, he said, do you mind? I said, oh, no. I said, it'd be nice to have been invited, you know, but I wasn't really thinking about it. I didn't make any pitch for it.
Now, by this time, he was serving with you on the Public Service.
He was a member of the Public Service Commission.
Republican member, right?
Right. He and I, he came 5 weeks after I did. He came in August of 57, and this was 59. So we had worked together for a couple of years in great harmony. Tommy and I were like brothers. We never disagreed on a matter, ultimately, on that. We used to make 20, 30 decisions a week, mm-hmm. and we'd always discuss it and carry on the public business and